still there?
Yep, I'm still here. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, it's a little bit better now. Thank you. I had the pleasure of talking to your dad on occasion years ago, and always appreciated that. And he was here at Central High School for a good long while. Do your folks still live in San Joseph?
Yes, sir, they do. As a matter of fact, we keep trying to convince them to move, and they tell us to come back and live with them. So we're in a grand adventure on that one.
Well, good. Are you calling from Atlanta today, or where are you located? Are you still at Fort Eustis?
No, sir, I am not. I moved. I did a permanent change of station from Fort Eustis up to Washington, D.C. I'm currently assigned to the Pentagon with the Army G4, but I'm on special assignment to the Joint Task Force for the National Capital Region, who's supporting the inauguration.
Okay, well, very good. Just as another little bit of background, you went to high school in Leavenworth, is that correct?
That is correct. Don't hate me for it.
No, that's not at all. And you're is a 1996 graduate of West Point?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, very good. And I tell you, just for our readers, can you explain a little bit about what integrated logistics support is?
Goodness gracious. Okay, so as part of keeping our military running, integrated logistics support ensures that our combat fighters have everything they need, and our operations start from the conception of a piece of equipment. We'll help with the development. We help with the procurement. We then issue it to the force as an item. So we'll get a tank, for example. We'll plan how the tank's going to be built. We'll help with buying it and making it, and then we make sure we deliver it to the force. And then over the life cycle of that equipment, we ensure we have the parts necessary to sustain it. And then ultimately, at the end of the life cycle of that piece of equipment, we work with disposal and foreign military sales.
Okay. All right. Well, good. That's very helpful. I want to get to the part about the inauguration quickly, but I was noticing on the questionnaire that they sent around that you said one of the more significant experiences you had was providing logistical support for humanitarian relief to Afghan citizens that were trapped in the mountains in one of the worst winters there. I mean, what was significant about that to you? Why was that important to you?
Well, nowadays, a lot of the civilian population in the United States is so far disconnected from the military. They don't truly understand what we bring when we're deployed around the world. One of our major missions is humanitarian assistance, as required. Normally, the president coordinates with foreign governments, and when we're in a position to provide assistance to humans in need, we're the ones they call because of our resources, our training, and our ability to deliver in harsh conditions. So what the National Guard does for the U.S. back at home, oftentimes we get asked to do overseas, and that's what I did in Afghanistan that year, helping the Afghan Army palletize and load supplies for aircraft to people living in the mountains that you could not physically drive to.
Yeah, huh. And, you know, I guess that some of the – well, and I won't ask you about that because you might not know, but I know that some of the Air Guard mission here in San Joseph is they fly C-130s, and I know that some of their mission took them to that part of the world as well. So it is an important mission.
Well, actually, one of my relatives flies for the Air National – well, he used to back in the day. And every time a plane would come in, I'd run out to check the tail and see where it was coming in from.
Well, good. Let me ask you a little bit about your inauguration duties. How did you have you known for a while that would be part of your assignment?
No, it all started, I want to say, in August. An initial request went out to pretty much all the Department of the Army for eligible persons that might be able to serve on the committee, or not the committee, on the inaugural detail. And somewhere along the way, my name was recommended by my superiors as a potential candidate. I went to a series of both written and in-person interviews, and then magically I was notified that I got selected.
Oh, well, great. Congratulations to you. The what is your work consist of, or will it consist of next week?
Well, so far my work has consisted of a lot of training. The team is making absolutely sure that we participants are well aware of our duties and that we're ready pretty much to handle any potential contingency that day. A lot of training, a lot of familiarizing ourselves with the D.C. area. We're bringing people in from all over the nation, and that means that a lot of us aren't familiar with the streets and the traffic. So getting familiar with those places, the agencies, the venue locations has been a bulk of what we've done so far. And in my duty right now, I will be a venue liaison, which means I'll be assigned to a location and pretty much ensure that everything goes to schedule and solve any problems as they arise.
Yeah. So will it be logistical work in terms of just making sure the trains run on time, or is it getting particular people and things to certain places, or specifically to your venue?
It's not job specific. I was not chosen for this position because I'm a logistician.
I see.
These positions as military assistants are branch immaterial, and we have soldiers and officers from all five services, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard all participating. So the job isn't really based on the fact that I'm a transporter. It's based on the criteria they used when they selected us. So I won't be making sure the trains run on time, although a shout out to DC Metro. I hope they do. get to work. But I will be doing essentially ensuring that the distinguished persons attending the ceremony get to where they need to be when they need to be there, and making sure that any problems that arise that the right people know so they can help mitigate.
Yeah. I guess for this would be – is this your first inauguration?
It is my first inauguration. However, fun fact, my father serves in the exact same job way back in 1973 for Richard Nixon. He was a military assistant to the chairman of the Presidential Inaugural Committee in 1973.
I'll be doggone. Isn't that something? Yeah. I guess it's quite an honor for you to be able to do this, isn't it? I mean, you know, we've talked quite a bit about the peaceful transfer of power in this country, and for you to be a part of that, it's a pretty good honor, isn't it?
Oh, it's one of the greatest honors you'll probably ever have in your life. I've been in the military for 20 years now on active duty, and I have traveled all over the globe. And nothing makes me appreciate being an American more than when we execute our elections peacefully. You see other countries, I've been to other countries where coups, government overthrows, people in power that pay to get there. And it's very refreshing to be in a country where the people elect the official and that transition goes smoothly.
Well, very good. Well, listen, I won't keep any longer. Lieutenant Colonel, thank you so much for your time. Let me ask you just a couple of other real quick things. Your mother's first name is what?
My mother's first name is Dorothy. She goes by Dottie.
Okay.
Dad, excuse me, go ahead. Full colonel in the Army.
Okay. All right. And let me just make sure I don't want to get this wrong. So you're I know you're in the Army, obviously, but what is your branch of sir? Or your regiment number?
Regiment. All right. So my current assignment, I am a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army. My current assignment is in the Army G4 at the Pentagon.
Okay. All right.
So that's my current assignment. I was with the 10th Trans Battalion down at Fort Eustis. I commanded the 10th Trans Battalion, but I've since relinquished that command and been reassigned to TC.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. I knew at the moment I was saying it, I was asking it wrong. But anyway,
oh, you never
thank you for Thank you for helping me out. I appreciate it. But anyway, good luck next week. I hope it all goes smoothly, and thank you so much for taking the time today.
Hey, no problem. And I'll tell you, you should give my dad a call because he could definitely give you the historical perspective on how kind of fun this event is. I know when he was assigned to this, my family's all from that area. My mom's family, specifically the McClarneys, all came from St. Joseph. And when he got assigned to this job, nobody back there in Missouri believed him. So my mom got tickets and sent them home, and my aunts and uncles got to come out way back in 1973. And then when they went home, nobody believed that they'd come out here. So the front page of the Washington, D.C., the day after the inauguration, had a picture. And my aunt and uncle were right there in the balcony, and then everyone back home believed that they'd come to D.C. to inauguration.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. Well, listen, again, thank you so much, and best of luck to you next week.
All right. Thank you so much.